Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me in our bedroom for our little program here. Okay, so we were at a local establishment, and we're not going to name them. And they have ice cream, but they don't make ice cream. They get the ice cream from a very popular Sacramento ice cream manufacturer, which I don't want to name. So they get it, and then you buy a scoop there for $5, by the way. And so me, you, Luna, and Lennox, we all went there. We got some ass cream, and we hop in the car. We head back home. We live 5 minutes away from there. So you're driving. We're in the car. All noshing on our ice cream, and then can tell us about the horrifying discovery, my darling, in your particular ass cream.
I look down at my ice cream, and there is a hair, a long black hair.
Ew.
And it wasn't on top of my scoop.
Right.
It was inside the scoop. Mm. I had eaten about half of it.
It had made its home. It was nesting and burrowing. Oh, dear. Like a caterpillar. So you were driving. So immediately I said, put it on my arm because you need to remove this hair. And what are you going to put it on your stereo, on your steering wheel, on the window? You can't just toss it out because it's got a bunch of dairy and liquid on it. So I said, put it on my arm.
Why would I put it on your arm?
Why not? Because are you going to put it on your radio?
No, I'm going to put it in a napkin.
Okay. Well, you're always ready. You're always prepared.
Oh, yeah. I have a stash of napkins in my car.
Yeah. You got the mom in you. But if you didn't have napkins, my arm was ready and willing for that ice cream hair.
I think I'd rather put it on the floor.
Wow, you're driving, honey. Well, you're going to bend down and... And we get into an accident. And
it's disgusting on your arm.
It is. It's disgusting. This is disgusting in your ice cream. Well, you put it on my arm. We get home. I grab a paper towel and I wash my arm. Oh, it's a big deal.
You know what? Yeah. You're a real man to do that for me.
Thank you. I was putting my jacket down in front of a puddle so you could walk over it. By the way, what is that? Is the puddle a quarter an inch? What if it's like a pothole or a good 3.5 inches?
I never understood that. Why don't they just walk around it or step over it or something?
Blowing my mind now. Okay, so some questions. So we were maybe 2 minutes away from the location. What if we were sitting in the establishment or we were outside just walking to your car? If we hadn't left yet, would you have said something? We didn't go back, spoiler alert. But would you have said something?
Yes. I would. I don't blame them because this didn't happen there. This clearly must have happened at wherever the ice cream was made and packed because it was inside the ice cream.
Yeah.
So it didn't fall off the employee's hair while they were scooping it or something like that. But this ice cream place is so expensive.
Yes.
So I definitely would have gone and got my money back for the price that we paid for that. Yes.
Well, how would you approach it? Would you said, I ordered some ice cream with my hair on it? How would you have said, can I have my money back? Can I have another scoop?
At that point, I had lost my appetite, so I would have just asked for a refund.
When we were getting our scoops and we were all just standing around hanging out there, I noticed that the lady scooping our ice cream, I notice everything, honey. I'm a master noticer. I'll just say she was clean and her hair was in a bun, so I can pretty much guarantee it wasn't her hair. But even if it was, I could tell her hygiene was well kept, so I don't think it was a big deal. You took the hair out of the ice cream. I dove right back in. Whatever.
Yeah, we both did. We both kept eating it.
Yeah, because who cares? We eat hair.
I felt a little sick, but I was like, this is pretty good stuff. Even though,
Well, I read on the interwebs that we eat 6 spiders a year. Like they crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping. And I don't know if that's true.
I believe it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what? You're the only person I've ever met in the world. You don't really freak out when hair is in your food. You just pick it out and keep on eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a strong constitution.
We eat so much crap. There's like bug legs and
horse poops.
Horse testicles. There's all sorts of nonsense in our food. It's amazing that more people don't get sick and die. I think this ice cream parlor establishment, whatever, they should go all in. Like they should have green ice cream and say, oh, what flavor is that green ice cream? Mint chocolate chip? No, it's Prel. And for a garnish, how about a sprinkle of lice on this ice cream? May I have some extra hair with my ass cream? Listen, I don't trip out because I am engulfed in hair. I am consumed by hair. I'm sworn by hair. Your hair. Luna has a lot of hair. Now Lennox, his hair is super long. And then Frankie Blue, Nicholas, our dumb, gray, annoying, terrified, weirdo cat, he's constantly shedding.
Yeah, it's your job in our house to clean out the vacuum.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're like, come look at this. And I look and it's a giant pile of hair.
Yeah.
And you're not disgusted by it, but I am. But you know, at least that hair is not in your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I wouldn't mind if it was, sweetie pie. Do you want to talk about the shower?
What?
How like your hair is on the wall?
Oh, sure. Wait, what is Prel?
And oop.
So our nightly turn-in routine, darling, is you shower first, and then I shower. And then while you're showering, can you describe the hair loss routine?
Speaking of hair.
Yeah.
I lose a lot of hair when I shower, when I wash my hair.
All women do, right?
I think so.
You guys
so.
Have so much hair going on, yeah.
Yeah, this is a pretty common thing. So you don't want the hair to go down the drain because you're going to clog your drain. Right. You're going to have to clean it out, and that's a horrible process.
Yeah.
So what we women do is the hair comes off on your hands, you just stick it onto the wall.
Yeah.
And it's wet, so it sticks on the wall.
Yeah, see, my arm would have been that wall in your car.
And then when you're done with your shower, you get some toilet paper and you wipe it off the wall and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did this shock you when you first saw a girl do this?
It doesn't matter. I don't mind. It bothers you.
It bothers me a lot. Well, it's disgusting.
It's hair. It's your hair, sweetie pie. So you finish your shower and then you start doing skincare, but your hair is still on the wall. And then, like, I start my shower, and the hair's there, and, like, I look at it, and then you yell at me to stop looking at it.
Well, because you taunt me. You're like, I'm going to play with it.
I point at it, and I say, look at this hair, and you say, no, stop it, disgusting. I mean, it sort of reminds me of the hair from the girl in the ring, but it's just hair. I don't know what it's partly I'm just... I just find it amusing how much it bothers you. But yeah, hair doesn't bother me. A little hair in my ass cream does not bother me. You've gone back. You actually went back today.
Yeah.
With Luna. Any hair? Any ice cream with your hair?
I didn't notice, but maybe I missed it and I just ate it.
That place is expensive, dude. So, matter of fact, we also got 4 things. I got 2 scoops. You got 2 scoops. Luna got a scoop. And then Lennox got some sort of fruit freeze with vanilla drink. He didn't like it. It was $30, dude. $30 for ice cream. But you and Luna went to Thrifty today, aka Rite Aid. And a scoop is under $3. And she liked what she got. She got the chocolate malted crunch. And she said, from now on, we're going to Thrifty for ice cream. Because what she got the Bing Cherry or Cherry.
Today, but she got Bing Cherry at the expensive place. Yeah, we went to 2 ice cream stores today. Yeah. That's right.
Ice cream, bang, bang. Well, I told you to.
Yeah, you wanted us to compare.
Yeah, well, you guys were going out for ice cream, and I was like, that's great. But you were going to the expensive place. I said, baby, please go to Thrifty. Please, for the love of Grandma Tien and all... all us frugal people, just go to Thrifty and then go to the expensive place, compare, contrast. And yeah, Luna came back and said she liked the Thrifty ice cream better. And the expensive place is almost 70% more. Because Thrifty is under $3 and then the expensive place is about $5. So it's super expensive. It's about the same ice cream. And Thrifty ain't got no hair in their ice cream. All right. So some other stuff we've eaten recently. Some errors. I think some follies. So we got an appetizer combo platter. And it comes with all various different items in there. So the onion rings and the sidewinder. So onion rings were good. And the sidewinder fries were fun. But the chicken tendies were terrible. They were straight out of like a frozen bag Foster Farms you get from the grocery store. The mozzarella sticks, the freaking mozzarella stick was about the size of like a pool cue. But the breading was super thin. It was just really big piece of string cheese with barely any breading on it, barely any fried yumminess on it. And then the pot stickers were like, the inside was like cat food, dude. It was super dry, super disgusting. It was huge, huge fail. Nasty, no bueno. For me personally, I got the chicken fettuccine with crispy chicken. The crispy chicken, it was fried, breaded. Didn't stay fried and breaded because of condensation and how the styrofoam gets hot. And then the water drips, the moisture drips from the roof of the styrofoam container. It was fine, but it was just, I mean, you could make that for $2 at your house. And then you got, honey, the chili cheese fries with the side of cornbread. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections?
I was staring over the menu, looking over and over and over, and I couldn't decide what to get.
Yeah.
This is a chain restaurant,
yeah,
like a sit-down chain restaurant, but where you could order takeout.
Yeah.
And we've been there a couple times.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those places where the menu is just... it's all over the place.
Too much.
Too much. Yes. Yeah. Too much choice. So as usual with too much choice, I choke on my order and I get something I don't really want, yeah, but I got chili cheese fries.
Yeah.
I don't, why? I was craving cornbread. So
yeah.
Anyway, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Chili cheese fries is always a gamble.
Yeah.
You never know what kind of chili you're going to get, the quality.
Yes, exactly.
This one was covered in chopped raw onions.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I really, fried raw onions.
Yeah.
I guess they have a place, but I generally do not like them.
Yeah.
And it was like dog food consistency.
It looked bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
And it was cold. It was just, even my cornbread was kind of dry and crumbly.
Yeah.
Even butter and honey couldn't save it.
The chili cheese fries are a gamble. I've gambled too many times and I've lost too many times. So I won't, I won't walk up to the table anymore. Honey, you gotta know when to hold them and know when to fold them. My beef with chili cheese fries, first of all, the chili has to be super bussin'. Like, it's gotta be good quality chili. But then the other thing is, and it's my beef with nachos and cereal and ice cream on some level, you are under the gun. Like, you need to eat that stuff ASAP. Like, ice cream starts melting, cereal starts getting soggy, nacho chips start getting soft and soggy. So you need to ingest that ASAP.
You know, when I was younger,
yeah,
I liked nachos and I liked loaded fries because they got soggy. I used to love that. But as I get older, I am not so much a fan anymore.
Yeah. I looked over and I said, enjoy your puppy chow, darling. enjoy your Alpo. I didn't even take a bite. Luna didn't like her burrito. Len dug his burger and fries. But it was like almost $70. Don't tell Grandma Tian. I was never again. But we've been there for breakfast. And they do a solid, lovely breakfast. Their whole vibe is odd. Like, so I walk in we got takeout. And I walk in and I start looking at the walls just because I'm waiting for the food. And they have like pieces of paper announcing prayer meetings from 2017 on the wall. And I was like, okay, I mean, if you want to hold prayer services in your restaurant, that's fine. But why are these pieces of paper up from 2017? They had Fox News on the television. Okay. Sure. Mike Huckabee. So the commercial comes on and it's Mike Huckabee selling coins. And I was like, that's your influencer. That's your pitch man. That's your ad man. Whatever. Vibe was weird. But yeah, we'll never go back. I think we should do breakfast. They do a solid breakfast and it is, I want to support them. They seem like good people. I mean, they prayed, honey, in 2017, and who didn't? They said, please, dear Lord, we hope that Y2K bug doesn't get us. Another misstep in our recent dining adventures. We went to, it's like a coffee shop / cafe. It's new, just opened in West Sacramento a few months ago. And so I'm like looking things over and I said, do you guys have, because they have sandwiches on the menu. And I said, well, let me get a gander. What you got going over there? And he invited me in to the little preparatory area. And they have like fresh cut tomatoes and pickles and all this stuff. I was like, oh, it's not like prepackaged from some warehouse or whatever. So they make them fresh there. I was like, oh, cool. So ordered two paninis. And then you got a chai tea. And I got a cappuccino. And then they came and the panini was $11. And it was so disappointing. They use regular sliced grocery store bread. And then they panini it. They throw it on the panini. So they warm it up. They toast it on both sides. But the bread, the thinly sliced bread doesn't hold up to heat. Like you get a ciabatta roll or whatever, or a Kaiser roll where it has some thickness to it, some depth. It can withstand heat on both sides, but this panini, alleged panini, the heat just went right through the bread, and then it like made the lettuce all wilty, yeah, and soggy and nasty. And it was like, oh, this is $11.
Yeah, and it was super tiny because it's, yeah, just like, it's like Wonder Bread size.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was very thin.
They were not generous with the toppings. Yeah, there was not much going on. It was not good. Your chai tea was $12-$13. And we spent a total of $40 on two crummy sandwiches and two middling beverages. But I want to support him.
I know, them. It's a little local.
Yeah.
It's not a chain.
Yeah.
We're going to go back.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah. It might be that they were like soft launching or whatever. Like,
right.
He's still finding his groove.
Yeah. We're going to go back and, yeah, give them another chance.
And the thing is, they're like three doors down from a 7-Eleven, and the 7-Eleven makes some mean sandwiches. Like, like it's prepared somewhere else and they drive it over there in a truck or whatever. But one time in my life, I went to 7-Eleven often for their sandwiches in their delicatessen area, and they were super bussin' and cheap. We'll go back. Hope he's found his way and ironed out his kinks. And then we also went to a Mexican place, and you got the chilaquiles. Why did you do this, honey? Why do you hate yourself? Tell us about what happened.
I don't like chilaquiles.
Well, good thing you ordered them. Yeah.
The first time I ordered chilaquiles was, yeah, about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. It was at a Mexican restaurant in downtown Sacramento. Mm. I really liked it.
Mm.
Every time I've ordered it since, it's been terrible. And I think I keep having the memory of the first time, so I keep going back with hope.
Yeah.
And I'm always disappointed, so I will never order chilaquiles again.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what this is, it's tortilla chips,
mm-hmm,
covered in sauce.
Sauce.
And you can get, it's popular to get an egg on top, an egg or two, like,
yeah,
over medium or Yeah, a fried egg.
Yeah.
And so it was just chips and sauce. Was there even cheese on it? It was very disappointing. It was very plain. The chips got soggy very quickly.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was mushy tortilla.
Yeah. You were like, I don't want these eggs. I was like, I'll take them. And then, like, the red sauce was so overwhelming. I was like, hey, honey, here's one egg back so you can cut.
It would have been better if I had more egg on top or some chicken. You can order it with more stuff on top. But yeah. I just got it the plain, straight.
Yeah. To me, chilaquiles on paper sounds wonderful. Like chips, breakfast on chips, yay. But when it comes down to it, they drench the chips in a really strong red sauce. And it's just the entire dish is one note. And I don't like soggy chips. You know, you're not 12 anymore, honey. So you don't like soggy chips. But
no, I don't.
I've always been like, why are they... my beef with beef nachos is why do they put all the stuff on top of the chips? Just put all the toppings, cheese, ground beef, olives, tomato, whatever. Just put it in a bowl right next to the pile of chips. And then you grab a chip, you dip it in the cheese and ground beef mixture there. And then you crunch, crunch, crunch. And you're golden. But once you start putting all that crap all over the chips, you're under the clock. It's automatically soggy. It just gets your fingers get super messy, dude. You got cheese on them. You got sour cream on them. It's a disaster. I don't know. I do not like it. We actually made some. They were kind of nachos last night. We just had some tortilla chips. I threw some cheese on there. Threw it in the toaster oven, and when they came out. I had a jar of salsa, and so I just took a chip with some cheese, put it in the salsa, and ate it, and it was perfect. I don't need a mountain of a mess of 18 ingredients going on to just create bedlam, chaos, mayhem, and cheese, dogs and cats living together. Another misstep. Wow. Mom, this is like for the past 6 to 8 months, okay? This isn't...
Right. This wasn't over 2 days.
Yeah. This wasn't last weekend. We got some Chinese food, and we got you got the sweet and sour pork. I got the general chicken, which is decent. We've been there before. But you got the sweet and sour pork, and to me, that's just the most basic... people who don't know what's up, order the sweet and sour
pork. I'm a basic girl.
Yeah.
I love sweet and sour chicken, sweet and sour pork.
It can be good.
Yes.
But there's so many better flavors in Chinese food. But we get it. We got takeaway. I went and grabbed it. Oh, by the way, when I went and grabbed it, there was a pregnant lady behind me who ordered whatever she ordered. And I was like, where's your baby daddy? Like, if my woman was pregnant, if you were pregnant, honey, I wouldn't make you go get takeout.
Yeah.
Absentee father.
Well, maybe he was at work.
Okay, sure. So sweet and sour pork. Now, what they did do, which is kind and smart, is they chop off the corner of the styrofoam container so some heat.
Yes.
Some heat can escape.
I appreciate that. No condensation inside.
Very little.
I appreciate
it. Yeah. There's still stuff going on, but yeah, compared to normal. But we open it, and then, first of all the veggies were raw. So green peppers, onion and pineapple, which is the kind variety, canned variety, sorry, whatever. But like, I was like, why is this veggie shouldn't be raw? And the sweet and sour sauce, it was on the side. It was in a big cup on the side. To me, that should never happen, to be frank. When you're walking it up, and I know nothing about cooking Chinese food, but I've seen commercials for Panda Express. And when you're tossing everything in the wok, you get some grill mark on the veggies. The sauce binds to the fried pieces of pork. And that's what makes like the gooey, crunchy, chewy, yummy texture.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. And yeah. I've done sweet and sour sauce on the side But that was because I was being whatever on track and trying to be healthy.
And you were so you sacrificed flavor and overall enjoyment of the meal. Yes,
I did. I did. But I requested that specifically. It shouldn't by default. It should not come with sauce on the side. Veggies raw. And the pork was highly questionable. There was one bite. One bite. Like when you're eating KFC, Kitchen Fresh Chicken, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and you're eating the breast, and you take a bite, and it's a little too crunchy, or it's like a weird crunchy, and you're like, is this ligament or tendon or just part of the secret recipe, 11 herbs and spices? But one bite of the fried pork, after a few chews, I was like, I'm not going to swallow this. I could swallow this, but I'm not going to swallow this. This is disgusting. So I spit it out right into my napkin.
Not on your arm?
No. No, not on my arm. But you got the...
I got pork buns also.
Yeah.
Which I love from this place.
Yeah.
I've had them before. I love the soft bread. But one of my pork buns had a piece of metal in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Metal hair. What's going on? Oh, it was poisoning you.
It was a very sad day.
It's some sort of a global effort to take you down, honey. And then finally, we got Little Caesars. We got the slices and sticks, which is half a pepperoni pizza, half Italian cheese bread. The half of pepperoni pizza is fine, but the half that's allegedly Italian cheese bread, it's not Italian cheese bread. It's freaking Italian cheese and the seasonings on pizza crust. And the appeal of the Italian cheese bread is that it has its own unique dough. It's own bread. So it was like, okay, the pepperoni pizza is fine, but the other half is not Italian cheese bread. It's just a cheese pizza. And it's disappointing. It's annoying. And then we got the crazy puffs that are going viral on TikTok, honey. Everyone's talking about them. Oh, they're trending. They're trending. Meme. Hashtag FYP. Hashtag FYP. The crazy puffs, we got the cheese version and then the pepperoni version. What'd you think, honey?
These were disappointing.
Yeah.
Basically what a crazy puff is, it's like if you took the ingredients for a pizza and you baked them in a muffin tin.
Yeah.
So it's like a little pizza muffin. They'd had hardly any sauce.
Yeah.
They had hard. It was like 90% bread.
A lot of dough. Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah. Pepperonis were better than just the cheese, but they were both disappointing. And you get four for $3.99. They're tiny. They're like the little muffin tin size. But for $4, you get four. And I guess that's a somewhat of a deal. But just be a grown-up and order a pizza pie, okay? They were not good, but we'll never get them again. But they're trending. Although I am, for some reason, Reddit pushes me the Little Caesars subreddit, which is a good time, let me tell you. But the quality varies from location to location, and it really depends on the crew and whoever is literally. And apparently, they're difficult to prepare. These crazy puffs. And actually when I went to get them, so put in the order, I drive on over there. And from the time my order says it was whatever it was, 3:00, it says your order will be ready at 3:20. So I'm there at 3:18, 3:19, and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I keep waiting and waiting and waiting. I didn't get it till 3:40. So evidently the crazy puffs are super hard to do. Although that place was doing gangbusters business. People were walking in with like $60, $70 order. I was like, really? You can order $70 worth of food at Little Caesars? I didn't know it was possible. It took forever and it was not worth it. Just get a pie. And yeah, while I was waiting 41 minutes for our order, I wanted to fire off an email to Little Caesars. And I was going to start off with, listen here, you hairy-chested, toga-wearing, leaf-crown-wearing freak. Where's my food? But I decided against it. They're usually spot on, really good with time and getting our order quickly and when it says it's going to be ready. So, I blame the puffs. Okay, when are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Little Caesars. Actually, we do have a promo code for Little Caesars.
What?
The number 3, OFF18. 3 off 18. $3 off your order of $18 or more.
Wow. Okay?
It works. I used it. Little Caesars is really good. You go into the website or the app or whatever, and you click on today's deals, and it lists a whole bunch of two pizzas for this price, and crazy bread, and can of Pepsi for this price or whatever. They're really good about being upfront with the promo codes. We don't have a promo code. Oh, yes, we do. We have one. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have spit out some joint, some pork joint, sweet and sour pork bone or something. It was weird. It was not good, but I'm still a good person. We're still good people. Thank you for caring. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day / night. Bye-bye. By the way, when I did go get Little Caesars, it's right next door to Peace Cuisine, and I was scared Uncle saw me walking into the seas to the hairy-chested toga-wearing.
You have to wear a wig and glasses when go.
Oh, yeah.
A disguise.
I'll be like Michael Jackson going to Disneyland. No pictures, no pictures. I'm a celebrity. Okay. See y'all.
And that oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy tender?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.